Visiting today with Adam Hickson. He's the technical service rep for BASF, and we're going to talk about cotton today, correct?
Yes.
Well, cotton's very important to the state of Oklahoma, and of course, right now we've got some pretty good prices, but what should producers be thinking about going forward?
Yeah, I mean, the crop looks really good right now. We received some timely rains throughout the, late spring, early summer. Really haven't had to irrigate too much, which has been kind of nice, a change from the past few years. We're in August now, so starting to set bolls, starting to finish up flowering. Really our pests, are starting to, I would say, not be as much on our minds as they have over the past month or so with weeds and insects. Flea hoppers have been a big problem this year. A few aphids here and there that I hear that are needed to be controlled. But really what we start to think about this time of the year as we move into late August into September is harvest. And that's probably really exciting part of the season because we finally get to reap the benefits of what we've been working for so hard this growing season.
What are you hearing from producers? Is everybody pretty positive and pretty excited right now?
Yes, like you said, the price is good, so that's exciting. Mother Nature has been kind to us, but it's also been kind to the weeds and the pests. I would say we've had to increase or up our game a little bit as far as utilizing some of our weed control tactics with herbicides, insecticides, those sort of things. But our yield potential out there is really, really good. And as we approach harvest here, we really need to start thinking about what we're going to do to defoliate and desiccate that crop and prepare it for a nice, good, quick harvest.
It seems like pests, not just with cotton, but have been really bad this year. Is that usually because of the moisture or lack thereof or kind of all of the above?
Yeah, I think part of the reason that pests have been so bad this year is the continuous rainfall. And so I really start to think about a weed like Palmer amaranth. That's probably our biggest problem weed in cotton. It germinates all the way from mid-May all the way through September. And if it gets plenty of moisture, it's just going to keep coming no matter how many herbicides or residual herbicides that you get. And thankfully, by this time of the year, our cotton's starting to get large and canopy. And I always like to say, shade is our last line of defense, and a plant can't grow without sunlight. So we're starting to shade out those weeds, thankfully. From an insect perspective, yes, they just really enjoy, a little bit cooler conditions, I say, has helped with increased pest populations and the moisture, obviously. Lots of plants to feed on, lots of places to, reside and move into our crops, over the summer. Also, what comes to mind is the freeze in February. We had a really, really cold snap, record cold conditions, and that could have taken out some of our beneficials that help kind of manage that pest population from an insect perspective. And so when those beneficials were taken out, it gave the chance for those, insects to those pests to really increase before the beneficials had time to rebound and start to help us out with controlling those pests.
Well, speaking of controlling them, tell us a little bit about Sharpen and how that can help producers around our area.
Yeah, so Sharpen herbicide is a very effective broadleaf herbicide. And so a lot of growers are familiar with using it, let's say, pre-plant as a weed control product for a number of different crops. It's very, very fast and effective for weed control. But this time of the year, I start to think about it as a harvest aid product. And for cotton, it's very effective at drying down that cotton very quickly. And so if you're wanting to get into your field, within, let's say, a week after your harvest aid application, Sharpen is definitely a good product of choice. And one really nice thing about Sharpen is in a wet year, when we're concerned about regrowth, and this cotton is, you know, it's got a lot of legs underneath it, got a good root structure, and it's going to want to keep growing. It's a perennial plant. It's almost, I consider it a tree. And so it's going to want to keep growing, and Sharpen really helps with both preventing regrowth and controlling regrowth on that second application when you're going in to harvest your cotton.
When do you recommend that producers apply this? Like, right, is now the time, or do you wait till after harvest, like you were mentioning?
Yeah, so really the thing to think about when you're approaching harvest and a harvest aid, I always like to say that harvest aid season is more of a art than a science. And so it's really going to have to vary from field to field in your conditions. What's your yield potential? Is it a, you know, is it a bumper crop? Is it 3-4 bale? Or, you know, is it a dry land crop that's a bale out there? And you're going to approach those situations differently. Sharpen, the nice thing about Sharpen is it can be used in both applications. So a lot of times we'll go in, we'll prepare our cotton for harvest, we'll put on a bowl opener, maybe try to drop some of those leaves with that first application, and then come in with the second application that we call the kill shot. And so we'll do the bowl opener with a desiccant like Sharpen, open those bowls, get them nice and you know, prepared for harvest, and then come in there maybe a week to two later and take off the rest of the leaves with a product like Sharpen that'll desiccate and dry down those leaves. And the nice thing about Sharpen is also is that if you have any broadleaf weeds out there, like we may have this year with all the moisture we've had, it'll also take those out. So one that comes to mind is Morning Glory. Morning Glory is a really problematic weed when we're coming to harvest. It can get, you know, it's a viney weed, so it can get in there and, you know, interrupt or mess up your harvest equipment, slow you down. And so it'd be nice to dry those weeds down in addition to dropping your leaves off your cotton.
How do producers know if Sharpen is the best thing for them? Can they call and ask questions, or what do you recommend for that?
Yeah, like I said, it's a case by case basis. So it's really you really need to reach out to you know, someone for advice on what's been working. And you know, anybody can feel free to obviously reach out to me or your local BASF representative, or maybe a start would be to go to growbettercotton.com. That's a site that BASF has that is dedicated just to our cotton acre. And so you can find out a lot more information there if you need to.
Well, Adam, it sounds like we're excited. We're going to have a good year and a good crop for cotton. So thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Casey. Good to talk to you.
You too.